From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. A massive battle to protect indigenous lands in British Columbia, Canada, has drawn comparisons to the Standing Rock protests at the North Dakota site of the Dakota Access Pipeline last year. At stake in the Canadian struggle has been a major pipeline by North America's largest energy infrastructure corporation, Kinder Morgan. After months of opposition that included over 100 arrests, Kinder Morgan has now said the pipeline may be untenable, offering a glimpse of a partial victory for Indigenous activists. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who has sold himself as a climate-friendly leader, has gone as far as offering Kinder Morgan financial incentives to continue the project. Trudeau, who is currently visiting the UK, was met by protesters against the pipeline, holding signs that read "Crudo Oil." We go to Canada to speak with Will George. He is the spokesperson for Protect the Inlet and member of the Tsleil-Waututh Nation. Welcome to the program, Will.
Hello. Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So first explain why this is such a huge issue. I understand that even though the Kinder Morgan pipeline is currently on hold, there is a broader issue of protecting the lands of your nation.
Sure. I'll briefly tell you that, you know, my nation is the one that has been in court, handling this. My elders and spiritual leaders have asked me to, you know, we erected a spiritual structure adjacent to the Kinder Morgan compound there. And that's what we chose to do. We're taking them back to our old traditions, our old teachings. You know, we used to have watch host locations strategically located around our nations for centuries to watch out for invading members or enemies coming from our water, our resources, our people. So
you built a watch house.
Yeah, it's a wood structure, and we occupy immediately right next to their gates.
So in late March, I understand there was a massive mobilization. This is where a large number of arrests took place. Tell us what happened at that, and if you think that had something to do with Kinder Morgan saying that it's not quite sure of this project anymore.
Yeah, you know, March 10th is the day we launched that, and we had, in the numbers of about 10,000 people that joined us, and then that's the day we put the structure there, and we had a rally. You know, we had chiefs all across Turtle Island come and help carry this message that, it's totally unacceptable, for Kinder Morgan to want to do this, and, just the sheer number of tankers they want to put through our body of water to continue polluting the rest of the earth, we find that we have to stop it here.
Tell us specifically about the pipeline project and what it is intended to do. If it does go through, what sort of impact could it have on the lands?
I share a story when I speak to people that come and join me. I have a son that's 8 years old. And when he was 10 months old, he'd come crab fishing with me. And it was hard for him to eat chicken, beef, or pork. So he'd eat crab and salmon with me, and that's a ceremony by teaching them, and that's a ceremony that I'm protecting. So for them to want to bring over 400 tankers into the body of water right in front of my nation, it's going to directly affect that in so many ways. So, and then you look at the pipeline in the amount of math and the diameter of it and the PSI levels of, that crude bitumen that's highly toxic coming through. You know, if there was to be a leak, it wouldn't be a leak. It'd be a catastrophic failure. If that's coming in 900 PSI, it just jeopardizes far too much for us to run any kind of risk.
I understand that this pipeline would be part of the Trans Mountain Alberta to British Columbia project. So we're talking about tar sands?
This is coming directly from the tar sands area. Yeah.
So this is, of course, a huge... now considered to be a very valuable resource by Canada's government, right? The Alberta tar sands. Is this why Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has gone as far as essentially, trying to bribe Kinder Morgan into doing the pipeline?
You know what? We don't see it good for the economy. I mean, after all said and done, when this is built, I think it's not even close to 50 permanent jobs. So how is that good for our economy? And then, I don't know the exact numbers on what we're getting per barrel, But again, at the ultimate risk of at this point in all of our lives, for climate change, there's no amount of money that can justify this going through.
What has the situation been like? What has the atmosphere been like? You mentioned in March there were 10,000 people that showed up to inaugurate, if you will, the Watch House. Do people feel empowered? Do they feel that they're coming together? During the Standing Rock protest in North Dakota, it was a really critical moment for our indigenous communities here in North in the United States, linking with or leading the way. And environmental activists sort of following. How have people been energized by these protests?
Sure. Again, since March 10th, and then we had, a few weeks of, taking action and, taking people to the gates and getting arrested. I think we're almost up to around 200 people. So every day, we choose to have those actions. We schedule those actions. I will come out and I will speak to, any numbers. There could be 50 people. A few weeks ago, we had 500 people show up. And then, I'll address them, I'll talk to them, words of encouragement, I'll lead them song and prayer when they come there. And I look in their eyes, I see the love, I see the compassion and the concern in their eyes. So there's a lot of people really concerned about this. In the immediate area of where Kinder Morgan's compound is, the community there is very concerned. The fire department doesn't want this, the city of Burnaby doesn't want this. So we do have a tremendous amount of support from non-Indigenous people as well.
And what do you say to those people who view Justin Trudeau as this progressive, liberal leader here in the US, because we have somebody like Trump who's an out and out climate denier, climate change denier? There's a little bit of national jealousy of your leader, but you might have a different view of Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, I absolutely do. I mean, I'll share with you, for 18 years, I cleaned windows and high rises. So, I'm not in any means really locked into politics. But from what I know and what I can see, he promised us that he wouldn't let this pipeline go through. Now he is. We see him as a, we
So he
elected
had
him.
said initially that he wouldn't let the pipeline through? Wow.
And
And then
now
he changed his tune.
Now he's willing to, almost he's threatening to fit the bill, because Kinder Morgan finds this as a poor investment for their investors, but Justin Trudeau thinks it is good for our tax dollars. So,
Tell us about the people who were arrested. I understand that there's been a lot of sort of court support. What charges are they facing? And is this something that has, because anytime somebody is arrested and imprisoned, it's a huge effort, amount of work, financial obligation for the person who's risked their well-being to protest. So tell us a little bit about the people who were arrested.
I was at the courthouse yesterday, where 100 people, 140 people were scheduled to be there into court. And the judge has turned the tables as to, this is not a civil disobedience charge. Now he wants to criminally charge everybody. So now you're looking at people that you're single parents, you're looking at people that a lot of people are retired. You got opera singers, environmental scientists, actors. All these people are going to get criminally charged. We got MPs, members of parliament, that are going to be criminally charged, and they're looking, at heavy fines or even jail time. Like with adding to that, the tar sands, is it okay for a government to say it's fine to keep extracting from the tar sands when there's young people up there dying of cancer? You can't even bathe your baby for more than 2 minutes. But people standing up for, the rights and standing up for the land and the environment, you're going to fry them and fine them for that. It's unacceptable, and it's somewhat offending, very concerning.
Now, doesn't your nation and the various First Nations that are standing up to Kinder Morgan, don't you have sovereignty around your lands to legally have the right to say you don't want this?
You would think so. You'd think we'd be brought into the tables and things. But one thing, thank you for bringing this up. I don't speak for my nation in any way. I'm just a member asked by my spiritual leaders and elders to do this. I respect my chief on council for taking this matter to court. But they have written agreements not to protest in any way. So it's very important for me to let you know that I act
I see.
alone on this. I do have some support from other members, but I don't speak for my chief of council as a whole.
Are there indigenous communities or at least spokespeople that are on the opposite side of this issue?
You know what? That's one of the things that it is brought up. You know, there's 33 different nations in BC out of, I don't know, it's 140 maybe different nations in British Columbia. And I think 33 of them have started signing agreements to allow this happen. But from what I can see, a majority of those nations are not even close to this pipeline, not even affected by this pipeline. And unfortunately, you're looking at nations that have nothing, no resources. Same with the chief from Athabasca there in the tar sands. Their people can't go hunting anymore. You know, they can't drink the water, so they're forced to take that money. You're looking at nations that have nothing, and then the chief has to take care of his people. So I do really empathize for those nations that take that. But ultimately here, where I see we, you know, it is my duty to stand up for Mother Earth for sure.
You know, Kinder Morgan has a whole section on its website about community relations, specifically w in Canada, and they have this text called Aboriginal Relations Policy. And it's saying Kinder Morgan Canada is committed to working with Aboriginal communities in a spirit of cooperation and shared responsibility and building and sustaining effective relationships based on mutual respect and trust to achieve respective business and community objectives. And among the things that they say they will follow, principles they will follow, is that Kinder Morgan Canada recognizes the inherent and constitutionally protected rights of Aboriginal peoples. How do you respond to that?
To me, that's just all words. You know, they obviously have a team coming up with this. That sounds great. You know, people are reading that. They said, "Oh, you know, that sounds great." But, you know, you look at where Richard and Kinder come from. They come from, you know, Enron, and then they got out of there. They started buying used up pipelines, and you know, just their sheer safety factor. You know, the company that owned the Trans Mountain pipeline before, they would maintain it in such a way they would replace sections of aging out piping. Kinder Morgan will just put Band-Aids on it and they'll just patch it. They're too high of a risk to allow them to operate in our territory.
Now, what are the broader issues besides the pipeline that you are struggling against? I mentioned that the Kinder Morgan pipeline being on hold is a partial victory. What do you want as a whole in terms of respect for the sovereignty of your lands?
We're not going to back down. We won't step down. We are. I'll be here, and until this is absolutely dead, this cannot come through. So,
As we
that's.
found out in the US, a pipeline can be stopped and then restarted again.
That's what I mean. To sure, it's dead. They don't come back and label it and call it something else.
Whether the pipeline goes forward or not, hasn't there already been damage to the land?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, to in further details, and I don't know, but I know that there's mass destruction out there to get this pipeline through there, and it just adds to more reason why we have to stop this pipeline.
So, what would you like to see from Canadians as a whole, and also here in the United States in terms of solidarity? I mean, we haven't unfortunately heard very much about the struggle against the pipeline here in the United States. I know it's a big issue in Canada. Do you hope to see greater solidarity amongst Canadians and also solidarity from the US?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, a few days ago in the UK, they had a support rally for us, and just encouraging Canadians to realize that, you know, this oil, this bitumen is, you know, it's going to Asia, it's going to other markets. I mean, I don't know too much about that exactly where it's going or whatever, but we have to stand together as a nation and do our part to ensure that, you know, that the environment is taken care of and we can reduce our carbon emissions and, you know, start looking at, you know, clean energy.
Are there places for people to financially support those who have been arrested for their legal support, etc.?
Yeah, there is. There's. Are you talking like some people that want to donate to help with the legal funds?
Yeah, if
Is that what you're
there's,
talking about?
yes, I'm assuming that it costs a lot of money, of course, for
Oh
lawyers,
yeah.
et cetera, to fight these charges.
Yeah, there is. I think they're still in the midst of opening up a society and an account to do that. So I'm certain if you go to protecttheinlet.ca, you can find out more details on where you can donate.
Right. There is a donate button on that website. That's protecttheinlet.ca, where there's a lot of photographs and videos of the ongoing actions. Will, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We'll certainly keep our eye on this story as it progresses. Thank you and good luck to you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Take care.
My guest has been Will George, spokesperson for Protect the Inlet, member of the Tsleil-Waututh Nation. We've been discussing protests to protect Indigenous lands from the Kinder Morgan pipeline. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.